It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Oh, yeah. All pop all the time. It's the Darren Copeland Experience, celebrating a Fiesta Friday. We lived another week.
Yay!
Heading into a long 4th of July holiday weekend.
Yes.
We're just celebrating a bit.
Do you know what I'm going to be sick of by Tuesday?
What?
Fireworks.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fireworks fan, and I'm only going to see them like once, so.
Plus, the fireworks here, well, I mean, the professional ones are awesome.
The ones at Coors Field are great. They are. And, you know, they've got, like, Elitch's used to do them. I don't know if they're doing them
well,
this
tomorrow,
year.
Elitch's? You know, Ronnie? No, they're doing it up at, Ronnie does the, he does the PA for, the drag
Vandermeer.
Racing.
Vandermeer.
Okay.
Vandermeer.
They're doing it up there.
Crash Bandicoot.
I'm surprised that they let them do fireworks up at Vandermeer since they're that close to the mountains and it's so dry.
They shoot them out. They've got a reservoir there that's close.
Yeah, but it's...
Yeah, it's the Bear Creek Reservoir.
Fireworks, and you never know where those things could go.
Yeah, you know what happened to me one time when I was at... Say, when the Rockies were at Mile High Stadium, and I actually have proof of this, they had a great fireworks show there for the Rockies. And in fact, they had a great one, and I was sitting way down low, probably like 10th row, and one of those, like, palm tree streamer ones blew up.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wow, that one was really low. And it came down, and I watched the thing came down, and landed on my jacket and burned a hole in my jacket.
Wow.
Hot.
Yeah, it was hot. I was like, ow.
That's hot.
Yeah, so, I mean, I never really get tired of fireworks. I will get tired of some of the music and parades.
I'm proud to be an American.
I have to sing that on Tuesday.
I know I'm free.
I have to sing that on Tuesday.
And I stand up.
Boom, next to you.
A little less enthusiasm next time. Thank you.
I have to sing that dumbass song on Tuesday. I hate that song.
You know what?
I do.
That's one of those songs. That's what I mean. So we're joking today because it's Fiesta Friday. We're joking about trying to find some of the syrupiest, like ridiculous pop hits. That one is like right in the wheelhouse of this.
It's a terrible song.
Well,
I mean, I know it. Everyone's like, oh, but it's so patriotic. I'm like, you know, it's jingoistic, and I hate jingoism. It's like over the top patriotic. It just is. And it's all about Christianity and God and the flag and apple pie and mother and Ford trucks and blah. It just grates on my nerves just hearing that stuff. Apparently, I hate America. America.
You're not proud to be an American.
I'm not proud.
Where nothing isn't free.
I'm satisfied to be an American.
I'm meh.
I'm okay with being an American.
Because if I go to some places, some things are free.
Yeah, I don't know. The song itself, it's not necessarily the sentiment that I dislike. It's just...
It insists on itself.
So it's that, and then it's like Battle Hymn of the Republic. I got to sing that.
Oh, okay, that's the one. Okay, the Battle Hymn of the Republic is way more...
Oh, God, yeah.
Like American pie, Christian-y, flaggy.
It's very Christian-y. It's very flaggy.
Let's use another word there, please.
Flaggy?
Yeah.
Very flaggeristic?
Okay.
Very much about the flag? See, now we've said it. Now, no matter what we say, there's just a bunch of flags flying everywhere. It's okay to be a flag.
Yes, it is.
Flags are okay. Flags are people, too. Or just flags.
Flags are not people.
That's fair. Flags are not people. And people are not flags.
Yes. All right, let's dig
it. How quickly can we move
off of this hole?
Well, you started it by saying that song, and it is, that song is, I dislike that song a little less only because it's maybe so traditional, and I love the Elvis version of it.
Okay, so what if Elvis sang...
I'm Proud to Be an American?
Yes. Would you like it more?
I actually might. It might have to do more with
who's singing it. I would like to hear you try.
Because, I'm Proud to Be an American?
Yeah, as Elvis.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm proud to be an American.
Oh, stop. Nice. Good start.
All right.
I think he'd want it to be a little bit slower.
Oh, slower.
You know, it'd be like, well, I can't.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Then swivel, 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 kick, kick, kick.
And I'm proud to something, a man who died to give that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up
with the choir
next to you and defend her still today. For there ain't no doubt I love this land.
Hips, tick, hick, tip.
God bless the USA. Ah, karate chop.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's got to end with a C. See, I think I would like it better if it was done by Elvis in that Elvis style. Not that I hate Lee Greenwood, but I just don't like Lee Greenwood.
It's not that I hate him.
I'm just not a big fan. There's a difference.
Well, why don't you do the song like that?
Because we're if there was a live band, I guarantee you I would do it that way. But we're playing to backtracks, and the only person that's done that song that is any good is Lee Greenwood. So we have to sing.
Well, it's his song.
It's his song. But there are people who've done covers of it. But the only one worth doing is his version of the karaoke. So we're using these karaoke tracks and singing. I really wish we'd had a live band, but they won't pay.
So before I go to break, can I just tell you something sporty?
Yes.
So 12 Up, which is a sort of a weird sports kind of conglomeration of stories.
Okay.
They have 11 perfect destinations for top free agents.
Okay.
They have Paul Millsap going to Denver, and here's why.
Okay.
They say that the Atlanta Hawks are going down, the Nuggets are rising.
But we're not. We're not.
We are. We were. Listen, we were better in the last year than we were.
They were. They 42, whatever.
Yes. Millsap apparently has some ties to the area.
Okay.
He went to Louisiana Tech. I don't know what his ties are from here.
Okay.
And they say that he would create a ferocious 1-2 punch with Nikola Jokic in the front court.
I'm not arguing any of that.
Okay.
My question to you is this then.
Yes.
If you get Paul Millsap.
Yep.
And you retain Moutier and Murray, and you've got Jokic, and you have Hernan Gomez.
Yep.
And Gary Harris.
Yes.
That is a good, very quality young nucleus. With that nucleus, do you honestly believe the Denver Nuggets can challenge for an NBA championship at any point over the next 4 to 5 years with that nucleus?
I feel like you can win without having four all-stars on the team. I feel like you can win without having, if you get the right team. You got to have a team. It's got to be a team, though.
You can go.
I believe you can win a title
semifinal.
That way.
You believe you can win an NBA title.
I don't know if
pass.
It's that, but I can believe you can win a title if you can get. I mean,
but we don't have any all-stars. Paul Millsap's not an all-star. Jokic is not an all-star. Murray is not an all-star. What those players are all, they're all really good players, but none of those players are going to carry a team anywhere. Even if they play great baseball as a team, you still have to get past now the Houston Rockets. The Houston Rockets are just adding players left and right.
Yeah, see, I don't agree with that. I mean, they will have three or four all-stars.
Yes, they will.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that they're going to be any good.
They probably won't be any worse than they were last year.
Do you remember the Lakers with 2-time MVP Steve Nash?
Steve Nash
Kobe,
got hurt, so that wasn't all
Kobe
on him.
And who was the third
Karl
guy?
Karl Malone.
No, that was Karl Malone and Gary Payton. It didn't work out for
and
them.
Kobe was still there.
Yeah, that was Kobe, Karl Malone, and Gary Payton. The latest one was Dwight Howard.
Okay, Dwight Howard's a tool.
Well, at the time, he was also considered one of the top players around.
Okay. Do I think the Houston Rockets are going to win anything? No. I think James Harden is very hard to play with, and that they're just throwing.
He led the team. He led the NBA in assists last year.
I know he did. But I think he's a head case. You've got Chris Paul and James Harden now on the same team, and they're going to bring in another player. There's only one basketball to go around, and they're not the Golden State Warriors who play the kind of game that everyone's unselfish and passes the ball.
Well,
Harden,
they could be.
And Chris Paul, I just don't see that working. They're
both
headcases.
Do you realize that the brand of basketball that the Golden State Warriors are playing right now is basically Mark D'Antoni basketball?
It's the brand of basketball that was that people should have been playing for 100 years. It's the way the game is meant to be played. Pass, pass, pass. Take that extra pass. It's if you watch Hoosiers, it's that kind of basketball.
Oh, Hoosiers, sorry.
Hoosiers. What did you think I said?
I thought you said Hoosiers, and I was like...
No, if you watched Hoosiers, I see how you might think.
Okay, sorry. That was me. That was my brain. Sorry, brain.
That is the style of basketball that they were preaching was pass, 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 make that extra pass for the open guy.
Pass, 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 swinging gate.
Get that open shot.
Yay.
What they're doing, though, is they've added that three-point shooting element into it, which... The Nuggets aren't getting past Houston. They're not getting past San Antonio, and they're not getting past Golden State with or without Paul Millsap.
And they're probably not getting past Oklahoma City with Paul George and...
So at best, they're fifth. At best, they're fifth.
That's better than ninth. I'll take it.
But it's not!
Finish him!
It's not better!
Fatality!
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.